AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On the eve of their inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris pay their respects to the more than 400,000 people who have died in the pandemic in this country. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Soon after flying into Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden presided over a memorial service at the Reflecting Pool to let families know that those who died of COVID-19 are not forgotten.
It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris noted so many had died in isolation without friends or family.
We grieve and begin healing together.
Rows of white monoliths were lit along the Reflecting Pool. Biden has proposed a $1.9 trillion package to help the nation recover from the pandemic. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In another part of Washington, a bell at the National Cathedral tolls 400 times, one for every 1,000 victims of the pandemic. President Trump delivers a farewell address.
I fought for you. I fought for your family. I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for.
Without saying his name, Trump sent best wishes to President-elect Biden. The Trumps will leave Washington tomorrow morning, skipping the inauguration, the first time a departing president has not attended in more than 150 years. This is AP News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blames President Trump for the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hall of Fame Los Angeles Dodger pitcher Don Sutton has died. Baseball Hall of Fame says the 75-year-old Sutton died at his home in California after a long struggle with cancer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.